ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back the tardy Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. I will apologize for being slightly late today. So, hence why I'm being called tardy.
Yes. Well, I could have said the late Lee Harris, but that just sounded all kinds of wrong.
It's not good, is it? You'll have my mum worried if she's listening.
I know, right? Lee Harris, the zombie. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in 1970-something.
Very good. We'll take that. 70s good. Late 70s.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm just saying the 70s, because if I say the 70s, then, you know, as time, well, yeah, no, never mind. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but that's okay. We've got a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, let's head on over to India. Let's go. I mean, that's been crazy. I mean, watching the news coming out of India right now, insanity.
It is. It's absolutely crazy. And obviously, it's going to have a knock-on effect with regards to travel as well. So Indian crew, obviously, India, as we know, has been rocked in recent weeks with the huge spiking COVID cases and the new double mutant coronavirus variation. Obviously, with that in mind, countries have been quick to react and either ban flights from India or impose a quarantine period for Indian nationals or anybody traveling out of India. The countries that we know that have acted so far include Canada. On April the 22nd, they imposed a 30-day ban on all commercial and private flights from India. France, while not banning flights outright, have imposed a 10-day quarantine for travellers coming from India. Hong Kong have banned travel to and from India. Their ban is set to last for at least 14 days, which came into effect April the 20th through until May the 3rd. Singapore, the country, has banned entry to all non-residents who are travelling from India. That came into effect as from April the 23rd. And the United Arab Emirates has banned all flights from India for 10 days starting April the 25th. As we probably already know, the UK have also added India to their red list, which means anybody travelling from there will have to go into hotel quarantine. However, except for seafarers, obviously, as they are exempt. What we would say, obviously, this is an ongoing situation. It's going to evolve. It's going to change in the next coming few weeks. Any Indian crew who are traveling either to or from India, speak to your travel provider, try and find out the latest information, you know, with regards to any further countries closing borders to you, or also whether you're exempt being a seafarer.
Well, you know, as we've seen throughout this past year, situations do change very quickly, but with the amount of cases that are happening in India and the fact that there is a new strain that is affecting younger and younger people, do we actually think that any of these restrictions are going to change in the next 10 days to 2 weeks? I mean, it's still rising.
It is. I mean, like I said, some of these people are putting restrictions in place for 2 weeks. In all honesty, it's going to be longer, isn't it? I mean, yeah. You know, the news at the moment with regards to India, it is the epicenter basically of COVID, it seems, at the moment. So yeah, the chances of 2 weeks' time, this being over and that, you know, the restrictions being cancelled are slim to none.
Yeah. What's going on with Iberia?
Yeah, so before the pandemic, Iberia flew to 19 cities in 14 Latin American countries and to Puerto Rico as well. It was the largest European operator in the region, using Madrid and Barcelona as hubs to connect both continents. The COVID-19 pandemic forced Iberia to close many of its routes temporarily. However, the airline has announced this week that they will be resuming operations to 90% of their pre-pandemic levels to South America. The countries in South America that will see Iberia operating to and from once again are Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Panama, Peru, Puerto Rico, and Uruguay. Obviously, with the med season now about to start, this is good news for any South American crew who are on rotation, as they have been heavily hit with regards to COVID and airlines flying in and out.
That's great news. At least we've got some good news, right? And United Airlines.
Yeah, it's not all bad news this week, honest. United Airlines is making it a lot easier for its passengers now to get their COVID PCR tests and to validate their COVID-19 status with the airline. Through the United Airlines app, passengers can find and book a location to have their test done, complete it, and then the results will be delivered to the passenger and also sent to the airline automatically, so the passenger doesn't have to do it. If the test results are negative and other destination requirements are met, customers will be alerted by the app that they are travel ready. Basically, this will trigger the production of their mobile boarding pass, letting people get ready to travel in a seamless and stress-free manner.
Great. And Nippon Airways out of Japan, there's some great news there.
There is, yeah. I mean, all for sustainability. In the past week, which we've obviously seen Earth Day pass on the 22nd of April, All Nippon Airways will become one of the first airlines to introduce meal trays made from biodegradable materials. The meal trays will be introduced in August for economy class meals on international flights and will help All Nippon meet its 2050 sustainability goals. Obviously quite a long way out, but at least they've put something in place. Using the biodegradable materials will reduce the amount of disposable plastic used for in-flight services by approximately 30%. Wow. This equates to 317 tons. The Japanese carrier already introduced plastic-free cutlery and straws last year, reducing that amount of plastic by 25 tons compared to the previous year. They've also announced that they're going to replace its print magazine with digital version, citing sustainability and hygiene concerns.
Do you know, you don't actually comprehend the amount of, you know, when you're served in the airplane, you just see what you've got in front of you. You know, it's like you said, a plastic fork. You don't actually comprehend the amount of rubbish that at the end of the year, everyone's forks. And when you start talking tons like that, It's really a slap in the face. You know, it really is bringing that reality home. And it's so great to hear that, you know, even those small changes are a huge impact on the environment.
It will be. It'll be massive, you know. And I think the good thing with this is one airline started. So once they're on board with it, you know, and obviously that it's working. And also, I've got to say, I actually posted this on my social media and the response I got from it was massive.
Yeah.
Absolutely massive. It's one of the biggest responses I've got on a post for a long time. You know, lots of people have been happy with it. So, you know, sort of congratulating All Nippon, saying, you know, it's definitely the first step for sustainability within the airline industry. So hopefully, fingers crossed, others will see this, you know, and they'll come on board as well. You know, and then you'll just with one airline, we're talking 317 tons. You get more on board. That is a massive, massive amount.
Yeah, if everybody got on board, what a change we could make, really, straight across the board.
Yeah.
Well, we've had crew questions again, and actually quite a few of them, but they're all relatively similar.
It is. Yeah, it's a bit like last week where we had quite a bit about the Australia thing. It's similar again. We've had quite a few questions, and it's in regards to the newly opened Trans-Tasman bubble between New Zealand and Australia. Quite a few crew are wanting to take advantage, but unsure of the procedures needed to follow. With that in mind, I thought it might be prudent just to give a quick checklist of what you will need to do once you've booked your flights. So step one, before you can check in for a flight to New Zealand, you'll need to register a few details of your trip with the New Zealand government. From start to finish, the process only takes a few minutes. I quickly done it myself, had a quick play around with it. And it is literally a very quick process, only a few minutes. This will confirm that your journey will be quarantine free. And once you've completed the form via the New Zealand government website, you'll receive an email to present at the airport. This allows you to check in. Step two, prior to entering Australia, you will need to submit an international travel declaration. This registers your journey with the Australian government for contact tracing purposes and confirms you won't need to quarantine on arrival in Australia. Obviously, this is provided you've only spent time in Australia or New Zealand within the 14 days of your arrival. You can complete your travel declaration online within 6 days of departure and ideally not less than 72 hours before you fly. And finally, step three, which is also very important. In addition to your international travel declaration with the Australian government, you may also need to apply for a border pass or to register your travel plans with your home state or territory you are visiting, along with any you plan to transit through where similar requirements exist. So for New South Wales, you'll need to complete a New Zealand arrival declaration form. For Victoria, you will need to apply for a Victorian travel permit. This is currently called the Green Zone permit. For Queensland, there is no border pass required at the moment. For South Australia, you will need to complete a cross-border travel registration form. Tasmania, you will need to get your TAS e-travel pass. Western Australia, you'll also need a G2G pass. And for the Northern Territory, all arriving travellers must complete a border entry form. I would just say on this as well, the timeframes for lodging your forms or passes vary between jurisdictions. So make sure you go onto the website to get the latest information.
Why is everything always so confusing? Why can't there just be one rule straight across the board?
I know. It's crazy. You've now got 8 states all with different forms that you've got to fill in. So, you know, and also don't forget if you're transiting, you also have to fill one in for wherever you're transiting through as well.
Insanity. Do you have links for us?
I can give you the links. Yep, I can get links for you. That's not a problem at all. Okay. And I'm guessing this is clearly why we've had so many questions with regards to the procedures needed to do it.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's just crazy. It's so much easier when there's like one rule. I mean, I can see different countries having different rules, yes, but within one country to have a different rule for whether it be Canada, a different province, or the US, Australia, New Zealand, different states. What? Just make it easy for people. I mean, we're simple folk, or at least I am.
I think we all are, really, aren't we?
I'm probably a little bit more simpler than most.
Well, I was going to say that, Rhea, but I did hold back.
Do you know what? I got to beat you to the punch. It's way more funny when I say it, I think. Right, Lee, I thank you again for your time. As always, every week, your information is invaluable. And I would suggest that if you are crew looking to travel, it is the med season, do follow him up on LinkedIn. And we provide those links as well. And as well, contact Blue Marine Travel because they know what's going on at the second as it goes on. So we'll provide all those links below this interview when it airs. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.